Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. A little more on the cartoon t-shirt debate. Yeah, the t-shirt thing. Somebody apparently made t-shirts with the cartoon picture on it and are selling it. That thread is in Slugfest, called T-Shirt Vendor Profits from Muhammad Cartoon Conflict. And that's started by Loam. I've been having a pretty interesting and wonderful conversation with Loam, a debate in there. And we have come down to the idea of restraint on free speech versus tolerance on the other side. For example, this man making the t-shirts was exercising his right of free speech instead of restraining it. And also people who are buying the t-shirts, apparently they're the biggest selling item this year, those people are not restraining their free speech, as opposed to the people on the other side who are rioting and burning things and, you know, throwing a fit. Those people are not exercising tolerance. So we've been examining the two sides of this issue. It's kind of like political correctness versus freedom of speech, yet it's another facet. And Loam's position, I'm going to talk about him because he said he was going to come up here and podcast, but he hasn't done that yet, so I want to talk about him a little bit. His position is that both sides must exercise. In other words, those who would use their freedom of speech to make this t-shirt or to buy this t-shirt and wear it must exercise restraint and not do that, as well as those who riot and so on, burn things, must exercise tolerance and tolerate the other side for us to live in a civil society in the world. And you know, that's all well and good. And I'm speaking his position, but I don't want to overspeak anything. So maybe if you want to really know how he feels, you can read that thread. There's also another one. The one called Christians in Tasmania Take to Streets in Rage and Riot Over Depiction of Gay Jesus. That thread was started by Jungle Jake, and it's in Other Current Events. Loam and I have also been up against each other in that one, having the same, basically the same discussion, you know, with a few different twists. So that's Loam's position, that we both sides of this issue must exercise restraint and tolerance for us to live in a free society. My position is that when it comes to the point, you know, that's all well and good, but when it comes to the point where freedom of speech and tolerance come up against each other, freedom of speech must prevail. And those on the tolerating side, in other words, the rioting people in this instance, must be more tolerant. And I have many reasons for that, or several reasons for that. One, we don't have a right not to be offended, you know, or not get pissed off about something. Free speech must trump over tolerance. One, because we have a constitutional right to free speech. That must not be abridged, period. Two, when I express my freedom of speech, it has no bearing on anyone else. If other people take my expression to bear on them, that is their choice and their problem and issue, not mine. In other words, if I say something and someone gets upset about it, that belongs to them. What they do about it is up to them. They can go in their room and pout. They can cry. They can yell names at me. They can say, I'm offended. I don't like what you said. You're a jerk. You know, they can call me names, whatever. But they own that. If they riot, if they burn buildings, they own that as well. I own my expression of free speech, and they own theirs. The third reason is we are all responsible for our feelings. Now, this is a personal belief of mine. It is how I run my life. I really can't expect everyone else to run their lives that way, but that's how I do mine. And my belief is that whether we acknowledge that responsibility for our own feelings or not, I am not responsible for my brother's feelings. So that's the reasons that I think free speech must trump over the tolerance end of things. So my whole picture here that I've painted is tolerance and free speech are two sides of it, getting along in the world. They both work great, and restraint of free speech is one way to get along. Tolerance of those who would speak out is on the opposite extreme. When we as a society exercise both restraint and tolerance, the world will be a better place. It'll be easier to get along, and we will have fewer burning buildings and riots and disagreements. However, there are times, as in the case of the cartoons and t-shirt and everything, when free speech and tolerance come up against each other. In those cases, it is my belief that free speech must prevail. And if people can't be tolerant, they just need to learn to not take it out on other people or other buildings. Thanks for listening.